我们人啊不能够单独生活，我们总是要跟其他的人相处在一起。
We as men cannot live alone. We have to live with other people.
啊，至少我们跟家里的人要生活在一起。
At a minimum, we have to live with our family members.
啊，那人相处在一起都希望能够过着一个啊大家非常和好啊非常愉快的生活。
And when we live with each other, we all want to live a life that's happy and peaceful.
那如何能够有一个啊非常快啊大家在一起非常愉快的生活呢？
How do we have a life that's happy with others?
哦，就是彼此之间大家都啊非常的了解对方的个性。
We have to understand each other's personalities.
哦，那这样子大家啊就容易在一起非常的和睦和谐。
That way we can live at peace with everyone.
啊，有时候有人会说，哇，怎么这个人突然间发这么大的脾气？
Sometimes we might say, wow, how come this person has such a great temper?
啊，比较了解他的人就会告诉你说，啊，你刚才某一句话，哦，或者某一件事情呢？你冒犯了他。
And someone else who might know that person a little better might say to you, well, that person got really upset because of this thing you said to him.
啊，那所以我们如果知道了，我们就不会啊，再用那一种话或那一种事情啊，来让这一个人这么的生气。
And once we know that, then we won't say those things or bring up those things again that cause that person to be so angry.
哦，那在生活当中有一些人，我们可以选择我不跟他有来往。
In our life, sometimes we can choose to say, "I'm not going to have a relationship with this person."
哦，但是这位神呢，啊，无论如何，我们一定会得跟他有来往、有关系不可。
But our God, we have to have a relationship with Him. There's no other choice.
哦，那我们也希望我们跟神之间呢是啊相处的非常的啊非常的愉快的。
We also wish that our relationship with God is very joyful.
哦，那其实神也希望啊，他跟我们之间总是非常的快乐愉快的。
God also wants for us to be joyful and happy with Him.
哦，那所以神他总是很详细的把他自己这个神性。让我们知道。
That's why God lets us know His godly nature very, very clearly.
那有时候我们对神的一些作为，我们好像有一点疑问。
Sometimes we have questions about what God does.
但是如果我们知道神性的话，那我们就知道为什么神生气了，为什么会有这样的事情发生。
But if we know God's, if we understand God's nature, we'll know why He does this or why He gets angry.
那神的一个最基本的一个神性就是荣耀圣洁。
The most basic nature of God is that He is glorious and holy.
所以下午我们的题目就是圣洁荣耀。全属于神。
That is why our topic this afternoon is yours is the glory and the holy.
我们请看启示录第四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章第八节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 8.
第八节，四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”
Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
这个四活物他们在强调着神的这个圣洁。
These four living creatures emphasize God's holiness.
我们再看十一节。
Let's also look at verse 11.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因为你的旨意被创造而有的。
Verse 11, you are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
其实这是一个非常庄严的一个场合。
This is a very abstract setting.
因为在谈到神的圣洁，在谈到神的荣耀。
When we are talking about God's glory and His holiness.
当我们想到神的圣洁荣耀，我们人应该有的第一个反应就是，我们是不配的。
When we think about when we talk about God's glory and holiness, the one thing we should realize as man is that we are not worthy.
但是这个荣耀圣洁的神，他却愿意，他自己愿意来跟我们同在。
But yet this pure and holy God is willing to be with us.
所以我们真的以这个层面 来看来想的话，我们真的是蒙恩惠、蒙怜悯的。
If we understand from this perspective, we have been given great mercy.
对一个肮脏的地方，我想我们第一个反应就是我不要去，我赶快离开。
When we see a dirty place, our first reaction is probably that I don't want to go there. I'm going to leave that dirty place.
除非有什么特别的原因，你才会愿意到那里去或待在那里。
Only unless there's some special reason you would go there or stay there.
那常常那个原因就是爱。
And often that reason is because of love.
只有爱才能够克服很多的困难跟阻挡。
Only love can overcome many challenges and obstacles.
那这一位圣洁尊贵的神，他愿意跟人同在，就是因为爱。
This holy and glorious God is willing to be with man because of the same reason, because of love.
好，我们请看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章第一节、第二节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 and 2.
第二节主晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
Chapter 25, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering from me, from each man whose heart prompts him to give."
这里神主动的跟人要礼物。
Over here, the Lord asks for gifts from man.
为什么
？Why？
请看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Verse 8, then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
神要这些礼物其实是为了人。
God wanted those gifts, the reason is actually that he wanted to give for man.
用这些礼物来制造，然后来建造这个圣所，然后神说使我可以住在你们的当中。
With those gifts, then the temple can be built, and then the Lord can dwell amongst man.
这位荣耀圣洁的神，他跟人要礼物，是为了他能够住在人中间。
This glorious and holy God asks for gifts from man so that he can live amongst man.
人是不配的，但是神主动的用给人方法，然后他来住在人中间。
Man is not worthy, but God initiated the willingness to live amongst man.
所以神他可以要求人应该怎么来做这一个圣所。
That's why the Lord can make demands on how the sanctuary is to be built.
第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Make the tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you.
那所以神就清楚的让人知道，你怎样做，我就住在你当中。
The Lord let people know very clearly how you make it is how I will live amongst you.
今天同样的，我们需要神跟我们同在。
Today, likewise, we also need God to live with us.
神同样的给我们方法。
God also gives us a way for Him to live with us.
我们请看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15.
以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15.
十五节，因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Verse 15. For this is what the high and lofty one says.He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
这里神说，如果我们有怎样的态度，他愿意来跟我们同在。
Or here God says, whatever our attitude is, he is willing to live with us.
那今天又有耶稣基督的宝血，所以神愿意。来住在我们里头。
Today we also have an addition, Jesus Christ's precious blood that lets us live, lets God live with us.
所以主耶稣基督为我们的牺牲，那个成为是必须的。
Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us was necessary for us to live.
所以我们看到神的本质是圣洁荣耀的。
We see God's nature that He is glorious and holy.
那神的本质也包括了。他的慈爱，他的怜悯。
His God's nature also includes His love and His mercy.
那所以神的很多的作为，我们必须要用这所有的这些神性来看。
Our actions have to be based on all these aspects of His nature.
那这样子，我们对很多的事情，我们就能够去了解。
And then we can understand many of God's works.
那我们也知道我们应该怎么来过我们的生活。
We will then also know how we should live our lives.
那我们就能够有一个很平安、很幸福、快乐的生活。
And that way we'll have a peaceful and blessed life.
那我们来看在这个圣经里头的一个例子。
Let's look at an example from the Bible.
请看利未记第十章。
Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 3.
第三节，于是摩西对亚伦说：“这就是主所说的，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。”亚伦就默默不语。
Verse 3. Moses then said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke of when He said." Among those who approach me, I will show myself holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored. Aaron remained silent.
本来亚伦他应该是有话要说。
Aaron really should have said something.
因为发生了一个事情，是他必须要说一些话的。
Something had happened, and Aaron should have spoken up at that time.
但是这里第三节最后说亚伦。他就安静，他就不说了。
But over here in verse 3 at the end, it says that Aaron remained silent.
为什么
？Why？
因为圣洁、荣耀都是属于神的。
Because holy and glory all belongs to God.
那在这里，摩西也特别说到，神要从他这些他所拣选、他所亲近的人，他要显出他的荣耀。他要得着他的荣耀他要显出他的圣洁，他要得着他的荣耀。
And the Lord over here says that He will select those who will be holy and show them the glory.
那今天谁是亲近神的人
？Who are those who draw close to God？
今天我们就是亲近神的人。
Today we are the ones who draw close to God.
能够亲近神的人。这是有福气的。
If we can draw close to God, then that is when we are blessed.
因为这是神所特别拣选的。
Because that is what God has specifically chosen.
但是我们也不要忽略了 这一个事实。
But we should not overlook this truth.
神要在我们当中显出他的圣洁。
God will show His holiness amongst us.
神要从我们当中来得着这个他应有的荣耀。
He will claim the glory that is owed to Him.
那到底发生了什么事情？亚伦本来有话要讲。
So what happened that caused Aaron to be silent?
为什么亚伦他本来是有话要讲的？
Why is that Aaron had something to say previously?
因为有一件事情跟他有直接的关系，而且他不明白。
Because there's something that was directly related to him, but Aaron did not understand it.
今天如果我们是亚伦的话，我想我们也会有话要说。
If we were Aaron today, I think we too would have said something.
第十章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 1.
亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在主面前献上燔火，是主所没有吩咐他们的。
Chapter 10, verse 1. Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense, and they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to His command.
第二节就有火从主面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在主面前。
So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.
一下子，亚伦失掉了两个儿子。
All of a sudden, Aaron lost his two sons.
这跟亚伦有直接的关系。
This, of course, is related to Aaron.
如果我们是亚伦的话，我们也一定是在同样的情况里头。
And if we're Aaron, also in that similar situation.
他两个儿子的死也跟神有关系。
We're in that situation, and his sons were died in the hands of the Lord.
因为是从神那里降下火来把这两个人烧灭的。
Because God sent down fire to destroy those two men.
是他们在侍奉神的时候，他们在烧香的时候。
It was when they were making an offering and they were burning the incense.
那摩西说，神的圣洁，提到神的圣洁跟神的荣耀，亚伦就静默不再静，就静默不已了。
When Moses brought up God's holiness and glory to Aaron, Aaron remained silent.
这件不幸的事情跟神的圣洁荣耀有关系。
This bad event is directly related to God's holiness and glory.
我想这个对我们大家来讲都是一个很好的、很重要的提醒跟我们自我的反省。
I think this story is a very good reminder and reflection for all of us.
我们看利未记第六章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记第六章十二节。
Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12.
十二节，坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司每日早晨在上面烧柴，并要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭生的脂油。
Verse 12, the fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering of the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offering on it.
这里说到祭坛上面的火，它是永远保持着，是不可以让它熄灭的。
This verse says that the fire on the altar must be kept burning and cannot be put out.
十三节，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
Verse 13 spells out even more. It must be kept burning continuously, and it must not go out.
就是没有献祭的时候，那个火还是要保持着。
Even when you are not making a sacrifice, that fire must be burning.
为什么要这样子
？Why is that？
我们跳过来看利未记十六章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 16.
利未记十六章十二节。
Leviticus chapter 16 verse 12。
十二节，拿香炉从主面前的坛上 盛满火炭，又拿一捧捣细的香料都带入幔子内。
Verse 12, he is to take a censer full of burning coals from the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of finely ground fragrant incense, and take them behind the curtain.
他们烧香的时候，这个香料一定要有炭火来烧，才会有那个香气。
When they burn the incense, there must be a flame so that the incense will burn and the fragrance will be released.
那这个火炭从哪里来？从祭坛那里拿。
Where does a fire come from? It comes from the flame on the altar.
这就是为什么祭坛上的火，它永远保持着。
That is why you always keep that that fire on the altar burning.
那所以神事先都把一切事情都讲好了，都弄好了。
So God had already set everything and settled all these things prior.
但我们人常常会用人自己的逻辑来看神的事情。
And he already set the rules, but then man, as man, we often use our own thinking and logic to decide things.
是的，我们处理人的事情，我们用人的逻辑。
And perhaps yes, when we're dealing with things of the earth, we'll use human wisdom.
但是当我们在处理神的事情，在跟神相处的时候，我们不是主人，神是主人。
But when we are talking things of God, we are now no longer the master. We have to follow God's word.
是照神的吩咐。
We obey God's command.
不是照我们的理性或者逻辑。
We don't rely on our own human logic or our own human ideals.
这是一个很重要的原则。
That is a very important principle.
纵然是很微小的事情，但是这个我们不能够忽略，因为这个跟神的圣洁、跟神的荣耀都有关系。
Even if it's a small thing, we cannot overlook it because it's directly related to God's glory and holiness.
就是说我们人不可以冒犯了神的圣洁、神的荣耀。
We cannot go against God's holiness and glory.
因为这是神的本性。
Because that is the nature of God.
就好像我一开始讲，有些人你可能讲了某一句话，他就发大怒了。
Just like I said in the beginning, sometimes when you say just a few words to someone, that person immediately blows up and becomes angry. Because you have went against him.
那所以类似这样的事情在圣经里头还有其他的例子。
Similar types of events have also happened in other places in the Bible.
从人来看，神为什么发这么大的愤怒？
From the eyes of man, why is it that God became so angry?
我再强调一次，只有一个解释，因为神的圣洁，因为神的荣耀。
And I emphasize again, there's only one reason: it's because of God's glory and His holiness.
就大卫。他很爱神，他自己有皇宫，他想到耶柜只是在帐篷里头。
David, he truly loved God. He himself lived in a palace, but God only had a small ark that was in a tent.
所以他要把这个神的耶柜迎到这个大卫城。
And that is why David wanted to bring God's ark into the city.
那这个我们请看撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Samuel 记下第六章第六节。
Samuel chapter 6 verse 6.
第六节到了拿等的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的耶柜。
Verse 6, when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because oxen stumbled.
第七节，神 神向乌撒发怒，因为这错误击杀他，他就死在神的耶柜旁。
The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down, and he died there beside the ark of God.
哦，这也是一次的意外。
This is also another incident.
哦，这个耶柜，它本来是要用，照神的规定，它是用抬的。
The ark, according to God's regulations, it must be carried.
哦，但是在这里，他们是用，啊，用牛车来运送这个耶柜。
But over here, they brought the ark through the oxen cart.
哦，那结果在这过程里头就发生了这个乌撒被击杀的事情。
And during this time, this is where Uzzah was killed.
哦，所以对神的圣洁跟荣耀，真的我们不可以轻看，不可以忽略。
So therefore, to God's glory and holiness, we cannot overlook it.
纵然亚伦是摩西的哥哥，摩西也必须告诉他神的圣洁、神的荣耀。
Even if Aaron was Moses' older brother, Moses still had to speak up.
这件事情你不可以去质疑神。
He had to say to him, "You cannot go against God."
哦，不能够对神有疑问。
You cannot question God.
哦，因为这是跟神的神性、他的圣洁跟荣耀有关系。
Because this matter is directly to God's nature, His glory and His holiness.
那我们所看到的历史，这几个人其实他们在我们来看，他们都是对神有热心的。
In all these examples, we see that these people had a zeal for God.
今天我们也都是对神有热心的。
Today we also have a zeal for God.
但是不要忽略了神的荣耀、神的圣洁。
But let us not overlook God's glory and His holiness.
我们请看罗马书第十章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 10.
罗马书十章第一节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。
Romans chapter 10 verse 1. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved.
我们都说保罗是外邦的使徒。
Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles.
但是保罗他本人他是犹太人。
But actually, Paul was a Jew.
他本人对自己的同胞犹太人，其实他也是很关心的。
And actually, Paul cared very much about his fellow Jews.
他也真希望更多的犹太人，他们能够认识主耶稣。能够相信主耶稣。
He truly wanted his fellow Jews to all know and understand Jesus Christ.
因为在新约时代，大家都一样，都要借着主耶稣才能够得救。
Because in the New Testament, everyone is the same. Everyone must be saved through Jesus Christ.
这些犹太人也是一样，要借着主耶稣来得救。
The Jews are the same way. They also must be saved through Jesus Christ.
所以保罗是很迫切的想要。把福音也带给这所有的犹太人。
Paul truly worked very hard, wanted to bring the gospel to the Jews.
这是他心里的愿望。
That is his heart's desire.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。
Verse 2. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge.
那保罗他发现他的这些犹太人，他们有一个软弱，有一个缺失。
Paul realized that the Jews were lacking something.
他们对神是有热心的。
They were zealous for God.
他们为了神，他们守着很多的条例。
For their zeal in God, they kept many commandments.
但是他们不是按着真知识。
But they did not do it out of true knowledge.
所以他们不认识主耶稣，他们不能够接受主耶稣为救主。
That's why they did not know Jesus Christ, and they could not accept Jesus Christ as their savior.
哦，今天我们啊，我们不要落入这样的缺失里头。
Today, we should not fall into this sort of a hole.
我们不要对神有热心，但是不是按着真知识。
We should not have zeal for God, but have that zeal based on something that is not true knowledge.
一个很重要的知识就是我们的神，他是圣洁的，他是荣耀的。
A very important knowledge that we must have is that God is holy and glorious.
好，我们再看回利未记第十章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8.
第八节，第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to 10.
主晓谕摩西说，晓谕亚伦说，你和你儿子进会幕的时候，清酒浓酒都不可喝，免得你们死亡。是要作为你们世世代代永远的定例，使你们可以将圣的、俗的、圣洁的、不圣洁的分别出来。
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 8. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons are not to drink wine or other fermented drink whenever you go into the tent of meeting, or you will die. This is a lasting ordinance for generations to come. You must distinguish between the holy and the common, the unclean and the unclean."And you must teach Israelites all the decrees the Lord has given through Moses.
这里是特别对亚伦和亚伦的儿子说的。
This verse was spoken specifically to Aaron and his sons.
就是特别对祭司讲的。
Or otherwise, also this priest.
那今天我们都是祭司。
Today we are all priests.
所以这几个经节。我们都要留意。
As well, we also have to pay attention to this verse.
所以就是第十节所说的，要将圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净的，要能够分别出来。
Verse 10 says that you must distinguish between the holy and the common, the unclean and the clean.
不要去沾染那个那个不洁净的这个世俗的。
We have to not let ourselves be contaminated with the things that are unclean, the things that are of this earth.
对当时的亚伦他们来讲，这是很严肃、很严重的一件事情，跟他们的生死有关。
In the time of Aaron, this is a very important thing. It was directly related to their life and death.
因为在这个第九节，神说免得你们死亡。
Verse 9, you see that it says that, or you will die.
那他们如何才能够去分别这个洁净的不洁净的？
How did they go about determining between the clean and unclean?
这里神告诉他们说，你们进会幕的时候，清酒浓酒都不可喝。
The Lord says in verse 9 that when you go into tent of meeting, you are not to drink wine or fermented drink.
因为我们知道酒它有一个很大的、很负面的副作用，就是人会让人的神志不清楚。
We know a very strong side effect of alcohol is that they cause our senses to be not alert.
那意思就是要能够非常的清醒，人才能够去分别圣洁的跟不洁净的。
We can only discern between clean and unclean when we are alert.
那对我们今天来讲，就是我们不要让自己沉迷于自己的这种私欲里头，我们才能够清楚的去分辨洁净的跟不洁净的。
And today, only if we don't succumb to our fleshly desires, then we can differentiate between.Clean and unclean.
所以在信仰的道路上面，我们要常常保持着这个警醒。
Therefore, in our path of faith, we have to always stay alert.
所以常常的祷告，常常的让神的道理来保持着我们清醒。
We should pray often and listen to God's words often so that we can remain alert.
那亚伦他在他家里头发生了这样的事情，那么他应该有的反应是什么？
When this incident happened to Aaron and his family, what should have been his reaction?
我们请看利未记十章第六节。
Look at Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6.
在第三节我们已经讲到了亚伦，他就默默不言。
We already talked about in verse 3 that Aaron remained silent.
那我们再看第十章的第六节。
Let's also look at verse 6.
第六节，摩西对亚伦和他儿子以利亚撒以他玛说：“不可蓬头散发，也不可撕裂衣裳，免得你们死亡，又免得主向会众发怒。只要你们的兄弟以色列全家为主所发的火哀哭。”
Verse 6. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons Eleazar and Ithamar, "Do not let your hair be unkempt. Do not tear off your clothes, or you will die, and the Lord will be angry with the whole community. But your relatives, all the house of Israel, may mourn for those the Lord has destroyed by fire."
这是亚伦跟他的儿子他们应该有的态度。
This is the attitude that Aaron and his sons should have.
从人性来讲，这样的要求，是有点，人是很难去接受的。
From a human's perspective, it would be very hard to accept something like this.
那只有一个理由，就是神的圣洁，神的荣耀。
But there's only one reason for it. It is because of God's glory and His holiness.
无论如何，人尊重神的这一个很重要的神性。
No matter what, the man follows God's glory and his holiness.
我们要尊重神的这一个神性。
We have to follow respect God's nature.
我们不要去怀疑这个神的这个慈爱跟公义。
We should not question God's justice and his righteousness.
无论如何，我们只不过是很渺小的人。
No matter what, we are all very insignificant as man.
因为神的神性，他必须彰显出来。
Because God must show his godly nature.
这个神总是很清楚的让人能够知道他的神性。
And God always lets us know His godly nature very clearly.
这样子来让才能够让人跟神相处的非常的非常的好，非常的愉快。
And that way, then we can live happily with Him.
我们再看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
你们也不可出会幕的门，恐怕你们死亡，因为主的膏油在你们的身上。他们就照摩西的话行了。
Verse 7, do not leave the entrance to the tent of meeting, or you will die, because the Lord's anointing oil is on you. So they did as Moses said.
所以这个这是神对亚伦跟他的另外两个儿子的要求。
This is the other requirement of God toward Aaron and his sons.
因为在百姓的当中，他们是祭司。
Because Aaron and his sons are priests of Israel.
那亚伦还是大祭司。
And Aaron is a grand priest.
他们更是要看重神的圣洁跟神的荣耀。
They have to even more so follow God's glory and His holiness.
因为他们被神赋予的这一个特别的职责，所以神对他们的要求也特别高。
Because they've been given this a duty by God, that is why God's requirements also for them is especially high.
我们能够让神来赋予我们一些职责，这个是一件这个神的恩典，也是神给我们的荣耀。
When God gives us a responsibility, that is a glory for us and also mercy from God.
那我们都很高兴的，我们都知道，在新约时代，我们都是祭司。
And we are very happy, and we know that in the New Testament, we are all priests.
好，我们都拥有这个尊贵的职责。
We have this a wonderful duty.
好，但我们要知道，那神对我们也是有更高的要求。
And likewise, God will also have a higher standard for us.
我们请看路加福音十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章四十八节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 48.
四十八节，唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，啊，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
Luke chapter 12 verse 48. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. From the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
好，那这是啊啊，尤其我这是我对我自己要常常提醒的。
This is something I often remind myself.
啊，既然做传道，我们当然常常求神给我们更多的恩赐。
Since I'm a pastor, I often ask God to give me gifts.
啊，能够有更多的恩赐，啊，才能够给弟兄啊更来造就啊，来帮助弟兄姐妹。
If I have more gifts, then I can help edify the fellow brothers and sisters.
啊，那真的是神也怜悯我们啊，神也常常给我们更多的恩赐。
And truly, God gives us mercy, has mercy on us, and gives us these gifts.
但是我必须要提醒我自己，神多托付我，他也要向我多要。
But I also have to remind myself, the more God has given me, the more He will ask of me.
神对我的要求是会更高的。
The requirements that God has for me will be even higher.
那真的在生活当中啊，有时候真的是会这样子。
And truly, in our lives, it is like this.
那我真的也不能够说什么，谁叫我要当传道。
Sometimes I can't say anything myself because I chose to be a pastor.
好，那我们来看，在这件事情里头，那摩西的处理。
Let's go back to the situation, Aaron. How did Moses deal with it?
好，那摩西就分成事情跟人，啊，这样来。分别的处理。
Moses handled the people involved the situation.
哦，就事情就要按着啊，按着神的规定来做。
The situation must be dealt as according to God's requirements.
啊，这个这是我们啊，应当怎样来啊来遵守神的教训，我们就要这样来遵守，没有什么理由的。
Whatever God's teaching is, we have to follow God's teaching, and there's no other way about it.
好，我们请看回利未记第十章。
Let's look at Leviticus. Turn back to Leviticus chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 4.
摩西召了亚伦的叔父啊，乌歇的儿子米利沙啊，利沙缓来，对他们说：“上前来，把你们的亲属从圣所前抬到营外。”
Verse 4. Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, sons of Aaron's uncle Uzziel, and said to them, "Come, carry your cousins outside the camp, away from the front of the sanctuary."
第五节，于是两人上前来，把他们穿着袍子抬到营外，是照着摩西所吩咐的。
So they came and carried them, still in their tunics, outside the camp, as Moses ordered.
然后再来第六、第七，我们刚才已经有念过。
And we just previously read verse 6 and 7.
那就这个事情，要做得合理。
We have to do things logically.
这个亚伦跟他另外两个儿子 他们仍然要留在会幕里头，继续尽他们的职责。
The Aaron's two other sons were to remain in the tent and continue their duties.
不能够为了亚伦，不能够为了他死去的这两个儿子啊，来撕裂衣服啊，来哀哭。
Aaron could not, because of his two other sons who died, he could not tear apart his tunic and mourn for them.
他还是要守着他在会幕里头他的职责。
He still had to continue his duty in the tent.
对事情，他要仍然保持着这个合理。
He had to maintain and continue the situation, his duties.
那摩西另外一个处理的方法就是对人。
The other thing, the other aspect that Moses dealt with was the people involved with the situation.
这两个祭司死掉了。
The two priests who died.
是突然间的事情，是一个意外，这真的是一件很悲伤的事情。
It was sudden, and it was a truly a mournful thing.
所以在第六节的下半句话，摩西说：“你的弟兄以色列全家要为主所发的火来哀哭，为死掉的这两个人来哀哭。”
That's why in the end of verse 6, Moses said to Aaron, that your relatives, all the house of Israel, may mourn for those the Lord has destroyed by fire. That is those two sons who were killed by the Lord.
对人来讲，这的确是一件很令人悲伤的一件意外的事情。
To man, this is definitely a very sorrowful thing that happened.
所以就人来讲，人是有感情的。
And of course, as a man, we all have emotions.
所以摩西说，所有的这些以色列全家都要为这两个人来哀哭。
That's why Moses said that all of Israel should mourn for these two priests.
那我想摩西在处理事情也留给我们很好的启发。
I think Moses left a very good example for us in his dealing with the situation.
我们不要为了人而来违背了应该坚持的这个道理。
We should not, in order to satisfy man, we should not go against God's commandments.
那我们在坚持这个理坚持这个道理的时候，也不要忽略了这个人性、人的感情。
At the same time, when we are obeying the God and pursuing for the truth, we should not overlook our emotions as man.
我记得我曾经提过，在教会里头，我们不是只是把事情做好，我们要把它做得美。
I think I mentioned before that we should not only do things well in church, we should do them beautifully.
那摩西在处理这个事情，不但做对了，而且做得美。
In this matter, not only did Moses do right, he did it beautifully.
所以做合理的事情而且不忽略了人性、人的感受。
He did something very logical and also did not hurt the human emotional aspect.
这个就是一种智慧。
That is a form of wisdom.
我们再看利未记第十章。
Let's also look at Leviticus chapter 10.
第十章从十二节到十五节，
这个 verse 12 to 15，
这个是在讲到神对这个祭司他们在生活当中的照顾。
These verses talk about the priests and that were cared by God.
其实这个神除了他的圣洁荣耀之外，我们也要常常放在心里的。神的这个怜悯跟神的慈爱。
Besides God's glory and holiness, we also have to remember his love and his mercy.
哦，万物都是神所赏赐给我们的。
Everything is given by God.
哦，那我们要常常在面对很多事情的时候，我们要常常去提醒自己说，神他会怎么来看这个事情。
When we encounter different things in our life, we have to ask ourselves, why did God have us face these things?
我们总是常常把荣耀要归给神。
We have to give a glory to God.
我们请看诗篇115篇。
那这个 Psalm 115。
诗篇115篇第一节。
Psalms 115 verse 1。
第一节，主啊，荣耀不要归于我们，不要归于我们，因为你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
Verse 1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness.
13节，凡敬畏主的，无论大小，主必赐福给他。
Verse 13, he will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike.
愿神继续带领帮助我们。
May God continue to guide and help us.
让我们都能够看重，不忽略神的圣洁跟神的荣耀。
So that we can all embrace and not overlook his glory and his holiness.
那无论我们是大是小我们必得神的祝福。
Whether we are small or great, we will receive the blessing from the Lord.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing.